Daniel chapter 5 and the verse 27. Daniel 5 and verse 27. One of the interpretations of the writing on the wall that Belshazzar and all his friends saw that night. Verse 27. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. We have before us one of the saddest chapters in the entire Word of God. We've been given the opportunity to examine the life of a man named Belshazzar. He was a man of great wealth, a man of immense power. Yet he was poverty-stricken in his soul as if he was a beggar. He was a great ruler of a vast kingdom. Yet he was a man who was unable to rule his own heart. He was a man who commanded fear from his subjects. Others bowed down before him, yet this same man had no fear of the Lord. Belshazzar walked among the wisest of men of the day, yet he was a man who ruled in ignorance and most in the most important things of life. This chapter gives us the only glimpse that we have into this man. We're introduced to him while he's in the midst of throwing a party for 1,000 of his lords. You see, Belshazzar is like a lot of people in our day. They're living for this life. They're living to gratify their flesh with absolutely no thought for eternity. They party, they play, and they live for the good times, never realizing that there will come a time when the fun will end. They never stop and ask the question, what happens when all of this is over? What happens when all the festivities give way to the judgment of God? What happens when this life is over? Some of you in this meeting tonight have lived throughout 2014 without the Savior. Some of you tonight have lived throughout this year without His love, without His salvation. And here you are again at the end of another year. And like Belshazzar, it's all been wasted because you've lived it in sin. You've lived your life rejecting Christ and rejecting the gospel. You've lived it up in the world. You've heaped upon your life the wrath of God because of your continual sinning, because of your continual turning away from God. Like Belshazzar, you've lived for the moment without any thought for the life that is to come. Belshazzar that night was living as if he would never die. Belshazzar that night was living as if there was no God, living as if God's salvation was of no importance, no significance, and no bearing upon his life. But that night the party ended. That night he rejected God for one final time. That night God stepped into his life, but it was a message of damnation and destruction. Belshazzar, your life is over. Your life of sin will come to an end. This night you will die. And the tragedy is that he died in sin. And he went to a lost eternity because of that sin. His sinning had caught up with him. And now he was going to pay the price for his life of sin. And tonight, sinner in this meeting, your sin has caught up with you. Because in this final night, Lord's Day evening of 2014, God comes into this meeting and he stops you in your tracks and he causes you to sit up and take notice. The writing on the wall, as it was for Belshazzar, his life had come to an end. He was going to die. But he died in his sin. He was weighed in the balances of God's judgment. And he was found wanting. Could that be said of you tonight? I fear it could. For those who this night sit in this meeting without Christ, weighed in the balances and found wanting. It was a dreadful declaration. Notice God's awareness of his sin. He said, "Thou art weighed in the balances." You see, God knew all about his sin. God knew all about his sinful life, his rejection of the Lord. He knew all about his wild lifestyle, the sinful habits, the partying, the feasting. And you see, tonight, sinner, your life is an open book to God. Well, there may be things that you would want to hide from others. There may be things that you would try to hide from others. Well, maybe others know a little about your sin, but at the end of the day, it matters not what others know or what others don't know. Here was Belshazzar. He made no secret of his sinful life. He made no secret of his sinful lifestyle. Maybe tonight you're trying to cover up your sin. You're trying to hide your sin. You're trying to fool others into thinking that you are saved. You do all the right things. You say all the right things. You live and you act as a Christian on a Sunday, but deep down in your heart, you know you're not saved. You know you're not right with God. You're living a lie. You're living in sin. And that sin will damn your soul in hell if it is not repented of and turned away from. I can look around at this congregation tonight, and I can make a judgment on what I see. Judgment of those who I think are saved and those who I think are not saved. But what does it matter what I think? You won't give an account of your sin to me. You won't stand in the day of judgment before me. You won't answer to me or to any preacher because of your sin. One day you will answer to God because of your sin. One day you'll stand before him and give an account of what you've done with your life. There's nothing hidden from the Lord tonight. And as the Lord looks into your heart tonight, what does he see? Oh, you may be fooling others around you. You may be fooling others into thinking you're saved. You might be pulling the wool over others' eyes, but you'll never do it with the Lord. He knows the state of your heart tonight. He knows the very sins of this day. He knows the very sins that you've committed this past week. Just as he knew all about Belshazzar's life, he knows all about your sinful life. There's God's awareness of sin, but notice God's announcement on sin. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. You see, as God looked into the heart of this sinful and rebellious king, he saw sin, and as a result of that sin, he pronounced this dreadful declaration on the life of Belshazzar, found wanting, found wanting. He was weighed in the balances of God's justice and law, weighed in the balances of God's justice and truth, weighed in the balances of the righteousness of God, his truth, his righteousness, his holiness. God's standards on the one side of the scales and Belshazzar's life on the other side. Let's consider those two sides of the scales for one moment. On the one side, there is the perfect standard of God. His holiness, his righteousness, his truth, his perfection, all that he is, all his standards are right and proper. And then on the other side, there are the standards of man, man's life, man's own methods of religion, man's own acceptable way to God, man's outright, yea, rebellion to God, man's good works, all of the veneer of religion. And how do the scales weigh up then? How do man's efforts weigh up according to God's standards? The problem is they don't. They don't. There's an imbalance. There's a want on the part of man. Why? Because by nature we're left destitute and we can never meet the standards that God requires. Sinner, tonight in your sin, God's announcement upon your life is that you are found wanting. Tonight, he comes to you and he says you're found to be in need because you're found to be out of Christ. You're found to be rejecting his offer of salvation, trying to work out your own way of salvation. And tonight, because of that, God pronounces judgment upon you. God announces the wrath of God abiding upon your life tonight. His wrath is real. His judgment is profound. As a judge, an earthly judge, who finds one guilty in the court of law. After all the evidence has been produced and all the accounts and all the stories have been weighed up and the scales of justice are tipped in the favor of the other side, and on the side of the guilty they're found wanting, and because of that they're condemned. They're announced and they're pronounced to be guilty and condemned to get to death because of that guilty verdict. Sinner, tonight, God finds you guilty. Unsaved in this meeting tonight, as you sit here, God finds you guilty and condemned because of your sin. Right now, just like that night all those years ago, you're guilty, you're condemned, you're sentenced to death, and at any time the punishment of God could fall upon you. And like Belshazzar, it could fall this very night. This very night. That night Belshazzar never imagined that it would be his last night on earth. He never reckoned on that night being the night of his death and the night of his destruction. And dear unsaved in this meeting tonight, this night, this very last Lord's Day evening of 2014 could be your last night. Could be your last opportunity to get right with God. If God were to come to you tonight and pronounce this judgment upon you, tell you you're found wanting, and this night take life from your body, the problem is you'd be damned in a lost sinner's hell for all eternity. That's the reality. All these are no trifling matters tonight. If God were to come tonight to your life and say this night, as he did to that rich fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee, and what shall these things be? How would it be with your soul? You see, the formula is very simple. You reject God's salvation in life, he will reject you in death. But you receive by saving faith God's salvation in life, he will receive you in death. Thou art weighed in the balances and found wanting. Sinner, that's your testimony tonight. Testimony that our sister Joanne has brought is not yours tonight, because you've never bowed the knee and you've never given your heart and life to Jesus Christ. God's awareness of sin, God's announcement on sin. But as we close, I want you to see God's acquittal from sin. We talked about being found guilty, about the imbalance on the scales of God's justice because of man's sin. And as a result, you're found guilty. You're found condemned. But there is a means of acquittal. In law, an acquittal formally certifies that the accused is free from the charge of the offense. The guilty is discharged of the crime and they are set free. And tonight, Sinner, the glorious message of the gospel is that there is acquittal from sin. There is a way which you can be discharged from the guilt and the punishment of sin. How? Through the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his finished work on the cross, he died to set you free. He paid the price for your sin. The penalty is met through his death and through his blood shedding on the cross of Calvary. He perfectly met the demands of God's law. He perfectly fulfilled every requirement of the law of God, satisfied every precept and every principle of the law of God, a standard that man could never attain to. And for all those who trust in Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ alone, by rejecting their sin, by doing an about turn from their sin, and receiving by faith the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Savior from sin, you can be acquitted of your sin. You can be set free. You can be saved tonight. And this night can be a very different night. This night, this final Lord's Day evening of this year 2014 could be the greatest night of your life if you were to give it to the Lord in salvation. But the tragedy is it could be the worst night of your life. If you were to leave this place for one final time and go out into God's eternity, rejecting Christ, rejecting his offer of salvation, dying as you've lived in sin. Meet God in your sin. What an awful judgment would be yours. What an awful thing it would be to go from a place where you've heard the preaching of the gospel for many years, go to a lost sinner's hell. Don't let it happen. Tonight, turn away from your sin. Learn the mistakes of Belshazzar's life. Heed the warning of his life. Tonight, be saved. Weighed in the balances, found wanting. Oh, tonight, come to Christ. And be gloriously saved, be acquitted of your sin, be set free from the guilt, the punishment of your sin through faith in Jesus Christ this night, this final Lord's Day evening of 2014. Make it the night you start for heaven. Make it the night you get right with God. Make it the night that you get saved. May God help you so to do, for his name's sake and for his glory. Let's bow in prayer. And as our heads are bowed and our meeting will soon be over, if God has been speaking to you tonight, then don't turn away from him. Don't reject him. You could do it for one last time. Don't make that mistake tonight, this night. Get right with God and be saved. You want to speak to us, make that need known to us. We're only too happy to do that. Show you from God's word how you can be saved and how you can know you're saved. Come tonight and start for Christ. Come tonight and be saved. Our Father, and our God, we thank thee for all that has taken place in this meeting tonight. We thank thee, Lord, for the messages and song. We thank thee, O God, for the word of testimony. Thank thee, O God, for the warning of Scripture. O God, we pray that tonight those in this meeting who are still in their sins, still out of Christ, young or old, those, Lord, who are weighed in the balances and found wanting, may they come tonight to Christ, the one who perfectly met the standards of God that no man could ever meet, through his death and through his life. Lord, we pray that tonight you'll save and bring sinners to thyself, we ask of thee. Glorify thy name, for we ask it in thy name and for thine eternal glory. Amen.